وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, a few things by way of introduction. One is, alhamdulillah, it always gives us great pleasure to come to Umtata. And the first time we came, the masjid was just built, and today masjid has gone so big, and mashallah, still extensions are taking place. May Allah increase us in our goodness all the time. And also, the very warm welcome the brothers of Umtata always give us. We appreciate it very much, and it isn't really for our sake, but for the sake of Deen. It is your love for Deen, your love for Allah, that you think that we are also people of Deen. So you show your muhabbat, you show your ikram. May Allah reward everyone tremendously, inshallah. Our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Arif Billah, the Rumi of our time, the Mujaddi, who has revived Deen in our time. And the second Tabriz, he says that before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And really, the sunnahs are the life wire of this ummah. By the sunnahs, Deen will come fully alive. They are sunnahs, and unfortunately, many times we say, well, it's sunnah, we can leave it off. But the sunnahs are so easy to practice, and so lovable, and so enjoyable, and so beneficial. And by practicing upon them, the whole of Deen will come alive in our lives also. As Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, that, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you love Allah, or you want the love of Allah, the proof of the love of Allah Ta'ala is, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow in my footsteps, follow in my sunnats, the sunnats of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the proof that you have the love of Allah. And that will be the means of acquiring the love of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. When you have done that, Allah ta'ala declares, yuhibbukumullah. Allah will shower His love upon you. And once you get the love of Allah ta'ala, love is such a thing. For example, a father, a person when he gets married, he loves his wife. He arranges a house for her. And according to his means, the best he makes for her. And then he furnishes the house. And then he will even ask her, what do you want? How would you like this? How much love and how much means he has, he will try and give her the best. When a child is born, before the child is born, he's already buying things for the child. the baby cotton, the whatever all, everything, because of the love of the child, everything he does. So this is one human being, how much can he do? His love is also limited. His resources are also limited. If Allah loves you, Allah's love is unlimited. Allah is unlimited, His love is also unlimited. And Allah's resources are unlimited. Once you get the love of Allah, Allah more than you can even imagine. In fact, one dua we should also try and make, which is a reality. Ya Allah, main aapse ummeed rakhta hoon. That we have hope in the mercy, the kindness, the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. Aur aapki zaat aisi zaat hai ki ummeed se bahut zyada hai. That you give us not only how much we had hope in you, but Allah's zaat is that being that gives you much more than what you can hope and what you can imagine. Aur aap apne se ummeed rakhne walo ko na ummeed, mayus nahi karte ho. And it's a shan of Allah that those who have hope in Allah, Allah won't let them despair. Allah won't let them be losers. Allah will give them what they're hoping for, and Allah will give them much more. So when Allah's shan is there, and you get the love of Allah Ta'ala, then what you say? How want you habibkum Allah? And not only that, Allah will love you, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And Allah will forgive you your errors, your mistakes. Allah Ta'ala is our creator, and He knows that we are prone to make mistakes. Our thoughts go so much off when we are making namaz also. Like that also, how many times bad thoughts come to us? Our actions sometimes, we are overpowered by our nafs. We do wrong things also. Allah knows that. But you just work to getting the love of Allah. Once Allah will bless you with His love also, then He promises together with that, that even your shortcomings, your sins, your gunas, I will forgive them all also. So this is all by the barakat of sunnah, fattabi'uni, follow in the footsteps of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one sunnah that I will mention now, which is a great sunnah of Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the sunnah of making miswak. It's a great sunnah. It comes in the hadith sharif. As-salatu bis-siwaki afdalu min sab'ina salatan biduna siwaki. That any namaz salat that we make, and the wuzu that we made before that for preparation of that namaz, even if it was, for example, if anyone's wuzu remains since Fajr, or now Zuhr's wuzu remains till Asr also, then any, all the namazes, that wudu that we made, and we make miswak in that wudu. Then whatever namazes we're going to make, salat, whether it's a farad, whether it's a wajib, sunnat, nafil, every namaz will be better, afzalu min sab'ina salat, better than 70 namazes. For example, whoever of us made miswak in the wudu with which we made our zuhr namaz now, and we make miswak in that wudu, then the zuhr of ours won't be 4 faras, but 4 times 70, minimum 280, and not only 280, afzalu min, more better than that. And Allah's afzal, only Allah knows how much more Allah will do. We make 4 sunnats before zuhr, that is multiplied by 70. We make 2 sunnats after zuhr, that is multiplied by 70. We made 2 nafils after Zuhr, that is multiplied by 70. Just by making miswak. How great. Where in business will you be able to do? That you just do this one thing and your profit is 10%, it will be multiplied by 70. 70 times 10, 700%. Which business? You won't get a business like that. That just by making some little effort, and the profit will be multiplied by 700. It won't be like that. But with deen, Allah is the giver. But we are not prepared to take. There's little effort of just making that miswak, and our rewards will be increased so much. Ibn Abidin Shami, rahmatullah alayhi, is a very great jurist, faqih of Islam. He writes in his kitab, Inna sunnat as-siwak tudhakkiru kalimat shahadatan ind al-maut. That the sunnat of miswak, if a person does it, the barakat of that sunnat is, when mort will come to a person, when he'll die, he will be reminded of reading Kalima Shahadat before he dies. If a person dies and he reads Kalima, it's a very big thing. And many times some people we heard when they passed away, of my mother, my father, whoever it was, we talk about it and it's something to be talked about. We are happy. And this is not only Kalima. Kalima is a statement. This is swearing under oath. Taking an oath and saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. All by the barakat of miswak. And miswak is not expensive. Much more cheaper than any toothbrush. And toothbrush is not sunnah. Miswak is sunnah. So we should try and get in the habit, and every wudu that we make, when we start gurgling our mouth, gurgle it once, make miswak. Then gurgle your mouth twice again. And the third time, lift your head a little bit and let the water go in your throat. This is also sunnah. And besides it being sunnah, very healthy. The best antiseptic in the world is water. And germs accumulate in the throat. From there, our flu, our cold starts. From flu, it can go to pneumonia, double pneumonia. It can cause you your death also. Every wuzu, you gurgle and you let water just shake about in your throat, you're killing all the germs also. And that is not so important. For us, that's very important. But that's not the important thing. The important thing that it is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq. You get miswak siya in umtata? Available? Inshallah. How much it cost? 5 rand, 10 rand. All can afford, inshallah. And very fortunate will be those brothers who Allah gave more money that you buy miswak and you give them out here at the masjid. People come, give them everyone one miswak. Then you will get so much more greater sawab. Many of us like to do acts of charity. It's so easy. 5 rand of miswak and give it out to the Muslims. Juma time, give it out. The person will get so much of reward. And remind one another also. Otherwise, now we spoke about it. Before we gone out, we start meeting one another. How are you? When you came, etc. And after that, we forgot everything, the whole bayan. So try and remind one another about the miswak, inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I have recited. Allah has explained the whole Quran Sharif. This ayat also a very, very important aspect and subject of our deen. And that is, first of all, what is the purpose of our life? What is our object? For example, we came from Queenstown now here to Umtata. And if we left Queenstown and we got no destination in our mind, nothing that we're going Umtata, we're going anywhere else, we're just driving around, that person is just wasting his whole life. If like a ship at sea, that hasn't got direction. The waves are pushing it this side to that side. The strong winds in the sea are pushing that ship this side. It doesn't know where it's going. So we also, we should think that we are in this world. What is my object of life? It is just we getting up in the morning, so we are hungry, we have breakfast. Then we go and earn, we have lunch. Then we work some more, we have supper. We make namazes also, everything. But for what are we doing all this? What is the object of my life? Everything, you hire somebody to work for you. And that person, you tell him, for example, you told him, I'll give you 50 rand, wash my car. You hire him. Now you give him soap also, you give him polish also, everything. He brings his car and he starts washing his car. And when he's finished washing his car, he tells me, boss, 50 rand. You told me you're going to pay me 50 rand. You'll give him 2 kicks instead of 50 rand. You'll chase him away. What 50 rand you want? You didn't wash my car. Or we hire somebody at home to work in the house. We got our baby. We tell that girl that you must bath my baby. This clothes, I bought new clothes. You must put them on powder, shampoo, scent. You must put on my baby. She brings her baby. And she washes her baby. And puts your clothes, what you bought for your baby, on her baby. And then she wants wages. Who will pay her? Nobody will pay her. Allah put us in this world to make His ibadah. But we just sing to our own house all the time. We sing to our own food. We sing to our own clothes. We're not making Allah's ibadah. Allah gave us our eyes. He gave us our brains, all liya'budun. So we make the ibadat of Allah. We work for Allah Ta'ala. We do the work of deen. We make Allah's ibadat. That's why He brought us in this world. Not to build houses and that. Not to buy cars and that. Not to do the things of this dunya. He brought us to make His ibadat. And now we don't do His ibadat. We are doing our own things all the time. We are worried of our gardens. We are worried of our bathroom. We are worried of our kitchen. Everything of our own things we are worried about all the time. And then what Allah has promised on ibadat, peace of mind, contentment of heart, we say, no, we're not getting there. We are having problems. Crime rate is too high. Diseases are too much. All this, we're not getting. We're not making the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have to, Allah put us in this world to fulfill His commandments. And Allah Ta'ala is that merciful and kind being that He has not only put us in this dunya only to make His ibadat all the time. But He allowed us, you can earn also, you can have a business also, you build a house, Allah didn't make it haram. In fact, you get sawab according to your need, you earn. And if you do your business in the correct way, that person is ma'an nabiyyina was-siddiqin was-shuhada was-salihin. He will be amongst the righteous and the great people. You get married. Allah permitted to get married. Allah says nikah is half of iman. You have children. Allah permitted it. And you bring up your children properly, especially girls. Because of that, your jannat is made. So Allah didn't prohibit us from dunya, but that's a necessity. That's not an object of life. Like we are going from Umtata to Durban, for example. We will fill up petrol in the car. We'll check to make sure our tire pressure is right. We will do other basic things. Water is okay, oil is right. We will check. But we don't want to do that the whole day. Once it is done, we're going to go on our journey. So Allah also says, earn also. Have a house also, have family also. But just do how much it is necessary. Then engage in the ibadat of Allah. And the bare minimum of ibadat, Allah made it so little. 5 times namaz a day is not 2.5% of the time of the day. Zakat 2.5%. And hajj once in a lifetime. So little Allah has made. He's paying us so much for full-time work. And he only asked us for very little work. And He's paying us so much. So that is the purpose of life. And if we are here in this dunya and we're just engaging in dunya all the time, then the example of that is like a mother is preparing her supper for the children, for the family at night. After Asr, she's busy preparing the supper. After Maghrib, the man will come, the children will come, they'll eat. Then she ran short of tomatoes, for example. So she tells her little child of 7, 8 years, this corner shop outside will buy me 1 kilo tomatoes. She gives the child 5, 10 rand, will buy me 1 kilo tomatoes. The child must be back in 5 minutes, 3, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. But 10 minutes are gone, mother is thinking why the child didn't come back. 15 minutes are gone, mother is getting worried. Sun is setting also, it's getting dark also. And my child, and I have to do my cooking finish. And today we hear all type of things, children getting kidnapped, maybe an accident. Now the mother, she's worried also. And she's getting cross also. The children, you send them for some work, they forget the work. And they start playing with other children. They meet other children, they start playing with them. So she puts a burqa on to go and see, where's my child? When she goes outside, now walking, Abba, she finds the child is playing with other children. Other children were playing soccer, were playing cricket, the child, and forgot the work what the mother gave the child. What's the reaction of the mother? The first reaction, she gives him one slap. And she says, I send you to go and buy tomatoes. I didn't send you to come play cricket here and to play ball and kick around here. I send you to buy my tomatoes. Just like that, Allah sent us in this dunya for His ibadat. Now when we don't do His ibadat, then Allah Ta'ala gives us a slap also. But Allah doesn't come personally. Allah uses somebody or something to cause us problems now. Now you see, you got a fight with the wife. That's not just a fight with the wife, because you're not pleasing Allah. Allah is using the wife to fight with you. The wife was there to give you pleasure and comfort in your life. Now she's causing you problems in your life. Then you see in your business you got problems. There's a robbery took place there. Your customers are not paying you. Your workers are not working right. Your merchants are not supplying goods. They are charging you extra for what the goods didn't. All wrong things are happening. All because Allah sent you to make His ibadat, we forgot Him completely. So Allah gives us a slap like that. Or you get a heart attack. You get cancer. You get some other disease. Motor car accident. Some crime. Robbery. All this Allah says in the Quran Sharif, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُوَلِّ بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. In this way, those who disobey me, I use the more bigger people who disobey me to punish them. Now you say that person was drunk, he drove. No, it wasn't. It's not in his control. Allah planned it for you like that. That you have that problem. All because we displeased Allah Ta'ala. We came in this world, Allah sent us to please Him, make His ibadah. But we are pleasing our nafs, we are pleasing ourselves. We are pleasing our haram desires also. Today, unfortunately, porn is such a common thing. Everyone seems to be addicted to porn and just watching porn, etc. Looking at women on the street, other women, we got gold at home. Our wives are gold, they are so valuable, but we haven't got time for them. We are looking at other women. So Allah becomes displeased with this. And when Allah becomes displeased, then He sends some problems in our lives. So Allah Ta'ala says, just like that mother slaps that child, but the mother loves her child even after slapping her. The child cries now, screams. The mother will grab her and put the child next to her. Embrace the child. When Allah gives us some hiding, fortunate are those people who cry to Allah. Then Allah embrace them. They make tawbah, istighfar. Ya Allah, the child says, Ammi, I made a mistake, I forgot. The mother says, what you forgot? But when he cries, the mother can't see the tears. The mother kisses the child, hugs the child, because it's her child. We are Allah's creation, Allah's bandas. When we also make tawbah istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will hug us also. Allah will make us His also. So when we realize we have done wrong, we are not obeying Allah, make tawbah istighfar. Allah will take you to Him. This dunya's life, to give one example, I'm sure here also all must be perhaps playing that game which is not good, but I'm just giving an example. The game of Monopoly. Some youngsters many times, and worse, in Ramzan they playing Monopoly. To pass time. Ramzan, a person is short of time. To do just his basic ibadat, he doesn't find time. And then the extra strenuous system of Ramzan, the formula, you're short of sleep also. You're short of time to make your ibadat also. But yet some people find time to pass in Ramzan. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say beautifully that if you want to pass time, you don't pass time, you fail time. There is it's a fun, a play on the words that you want to pass time, but you don't pass, you fail time, you fail. When you want to waste your time, passing time, you fail time. Time is very, very valuable. And which is a common saying, time and tide waits for no man. A second, a moment, won't wait for anyone. The time is the most valuable. But we waste our time playing Monopoly. What is this Monopoly? Somebody got a ship and is moving with his ship. Somebody got an aeroplane. Somebody got something. And then they buying properties, collecting rent, building hotels, building motels, collecting rentals. Somebody got a filling station. Somebody got a lavatory. He's paying, getting rent for the lavatory also. For everything, the whole thing is carrying on. 2-3 hours you play. In between, somebody was robbing the bank also. Somebody was, he loaned money from somebody. Somebody is owing somebody. And the game is over. Now you cash up. And you see what is your estate now. I got 20 million. I had these properties. I had those properties. I got 250 million. You are owing me so much. Exactly like that. Really just think is our dunya's life. It's nothing more. Allah showing it to us with our own hand. You're playing a game of Monopoly. This dunya is just Monopoly. I bought so many properties. I got so much investment. I got my bank balance, etc. And the time with that Monopoly, you can't buy one chappies also. You can't buy one matchstick. Forget a matchbox. You can't buy one matchstick also. You can't buy one candle with it also. With our rands and our pounds and dollars and riyals in the cupboard, they won't help us anything whatsoever. There the currency will be our thawab. So this dunya is a temporary phase. Just for our needs. It's not our object. But unfortunately, when we haven't made any object in our lives, then dunya has become our object. Our object is, I must earn so much, I must have such a house, I must have such a car. Just dunya has become, and we have become oblivious, we have forgotten akhirat, which is the real life. So Allah says after this at the introduction, tilka darul akhirah. That is the house of akhirah. Pick up your heads little, look further than your, look further, don't just look here in front of you. Look there, that is the real life of akhirah. Tilka darul akhirah. In this dunya, a person wants to become rich. He wants a lot of money. So one person, by way of an example, who was working in a factory. Whole day he works, his clothes get dirty, his body gets dirty, he's dying. And his dream all the time, I must become a rich man. He's earning a small wage in the factory, but everyone's dream has become a multi-millionaire. I must earn this, I must own this. So with that thought in his mind, he was returning home after work. And he passed by a stream, passed by the sewage pipe, where raw sewage is going dirty, filthy, dirt, sewage, but it was broken, and there he saw something shining there. So the thought came to his mind, this looks like a diamond. And at that time, a person doesn't worry, it can be sewage, it can be urine, it can be any filth, diamond is diamond. So he took it out from there, and but it was a diamond. His happiness knew no limit, what great joy he got. I got a diamond. So he washed it, he cleaned it, he's shining it. And the quality of a diamond, the more you shine it and polish it, and the more cuts it has got in it, the more the value is. So he's cleaning, shining, its value is increasing. He went in front where there was a stream, a river running with good strong water. He thought if I wash it in this water, it will really become clean and the value will increase tremendously. So he started washing it and abad, it's getting more shining, more cleaning. The value is increasing and every person has got greed in him. Quran Sharif says, وَحْذِرَةِ الْأَنْفُسَ الشُّحْ. Every person has got great greed in him. He wants always more, more, more. He's not satisfied. So that diamond is shining, getting more, he's washing it more. The water was flowing so strong, suddenly it slipped from his hand. And with the water, the whole diamond went away. He went mad. And what came on his tongue? Dhone se na dhona achha. Instead of washing it so much, I shouldn't wash it. My capital should be by me. Now my diamond is gone. Forget all the extra value, I lost everything. All the time on his tongue as he's walking, dhone se na dhona achha. On the way home, he's meeting his friends, etc. No salam. Every day salam. Kaise ho? Achhe ho? Kya haal? Kuch nahi. Ab to bas dhone se na dhona achha. They make salam to him. He no reply. Only dhone se na dhona achha tha. He's gone mad. He came home, entered the house. No salam. Dhone se na dhona achha. Wife, what's this matter? Every day he come home, he makes salam. Now he asks me, how are you? He makes love to me. Now one way, just dhone se na dhona. She made salam, no reply. She realized he's gone mad. Something is wrong with him. There's something in his head. So she tried everything, didn't help. She called a doctor. Doctor came, doctor checked up, said, I can treat him, no problem. But I'll take 1,000 rupees. The wife said, we're so poor people, we haven't got 100 rupees. What are you talking of 1,000 rupees? Doctor wants money, also greed. Everyone wants greed. Today you get involved in an accident, or you get involved with a heart problem, you go hospital, doctor say first put down 200,000, put down 300,000. The poor patient can die. That they're not worried about. They claim that they are service for mankind. But this is their service, they want money. Everyone wants money. So the doctor said, I can treat the 1,000 rupees. The wife said, then they finally made an agreement. We haven't got that money, but 100 rupees a month we will pay. Installments, 10 months. Doctor said, fine, no problem. Doctor treated him, gave him some tablets, some injection, everything. He came back, normal. They ate supper, they slept, they spoke nicely, woke up nicely, slept breakfast nicely. So the wife thought, what was this problem of my husband? That he put me into 1,000 rupees of debt. And so she asked him, what happened last night? Why? What happened? All the time you were saying, Dhone Sena, Dhone Achar, he remembered again. He started again, his LP got stuck. Back again there, Dhone Sena, Dhone Achar. Dhone Sena, Dhone Achar. The wife said, what a big mistake I made, I shouldn't have asked him. I went and asked him, she went mad. Poochne Sena, Poochna Achar. I shouldn't ask him, should be better. But I went and asked him, now back again, he's 1,000 rupees we have to pay, and back to the same square one again. Just then the doctor came to collect his first installment, 100 rupees. He saw two mad people. One poochne se na poochna achata. One dhone se na dhona achata. He said, I won't get my 100 rupees here. I won't get anything. He said, Hazar se sorry achete. Hazar se sorry achete. I should take my 100. I should at least got 100. I agree for 1,000. I won't get one pie also yet. This is the dunya. How many people this dunya has sent into the Qabristan, has sent into the mad hospital? One person went to the mad hospital and he wanted to just have a look around. So the superintendent was taking him around. They came to the first ward. There was one person who went mad. And all the time, he said, Shabnam, Shabnam, Shabnam. Asked, what happened to this man? He wanted to marry a woman whose name was Shabnam. For some reason, he couldn't marry her. Now he went mad. Now it's all the Shabnam to kaha hai, Shabnam to aaja, Shabnam mein tujhe bahut yaad karta hoon, Shabnam aaja meri pyari. All the time he's mad in the love of Shabnam. So is this, he went mad for that. They went to the next ward. There was one man, another man is mad. He's in his ward, in his room, and he's all the time making a big noise. Screaming all the time. Isko kya hua bichare ko? He's the one who married Shabnam. So the one who didn't marry Shabnam, wo bhi bichara pagal ho gaya. He went mad. Aur jisne shaadi nahi ki, wo bhi bichara pagal ho gaya. To ye dunya, ye pagal khana hai ye dunya. Puri dunya pagal hai. Jo hosh wale hai, wo aakhirat ki tair. Allah ko razi karne wale. Varna ye puri dunya koi suna hai. I don't know. But somebody told when Pakistan lost in Australia, people took their hammers and broke their TVs. Okay, how can our team lose? Why are you giving us this news? Our team lost it. So, pagal khana hai ye dunya. Woh kya hai? Haqeeqat, qatl wale woh hai jo akhirat ki taiyari karta hai. Woh hai asal jagah. Aur woh hai paaydaar, the real solid, real life, forever and ever. Agar aadmi pagal na ho, then he'll burn the mansion. Now one house sold, they said, in Lodium for 48 million. Build a house for 50 million, 48 million. Somebody buys planes for 2 million. Somebody builds a big house for how many million? And when you're going to die, you leave it all behind. If you're not mad, then what are you? All this year that you are doing for this dunya, wise and intelligent, and that person who got brains, who prepares where he's going to stay forever and ever. We came here to Umtata, many of those who got niyat not to stay in Umtata. We want to go back to Pakistan. We want to go back to India. And here you build a big house. You're going to take your house to Pakistan. Where are you going to take it? You're going to stay here. All your money, you leave it here. Why is that man who sends to Pakistan? Then he'll stay nice. But also there you're not going to live forever. You're going to die. Real wise person who sends for akhirat. That is the real life of akhirat. One time, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was going with one of his friends, Hawal. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's friend were called Sahaba radiyallahu anhu. They came to a place while they were traveling, making supper. They had breakfast. They had three rotis, three bread. So Isa alayhi salam ate one. The friend ate one. One was left over, so Isa alayhi salam said, I'll take little rest, kailula. Afterwards, this other bread, we will see to it later, roti baad mein dekhenge kya. So, he slept away. When he woke up, roti is missing. So he asked his friend, what happened? He said, I don't know what happened. He said, anyone came here in the jungle we're traveling? Nobody came here. Then where is gone? He said, I don't know. So the man of Allah, they don't worry about it. They overlook. We think we made them fools. We made them some bobbies. And they don't know what is happening. But in the meantime, they know everything. And they make the jahula arifana. They know, but they make it say, yeah, we don't know. So Isa alayhi salam said, no problem. Doesn't matter. Let's carry on. They went in front. They came to a place where there were three bricks of gold. So Isa alayhi salam said, one brick for you, one brick for me, and one brick for the one who ate that roti. So that man jumped quickly, said, yeah, 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 I ate that roti. So Isa alayhi salam said, you take all three bricks of gold. What I got to do, mali wali dunya? What have I got to do with this dunya? Dunya is nothing whatsoever. Not equal to one wing of a mosquito. And a mosquito hasn't got two wings. Mosquito got six wings. And this whole dunya with all the buildings and all the aeroplanes and the money and the gold and diamonds is not equal to one wing of a mosquito. Uske liye mar mitwa hai. Uske liye pagal ho rahe hai. Ek dusre ko qatl karte for one wing of a mosquito. Pagal aadmi nahi hai to aur kya hai? Pagal hai, bilkul pagal aadmi. So anyway, so Isa Ali says, you take all three. What I got to do? I don't need this. Isa Ali Salam carried on. Just then, two crooks appeared there. They saw, oh, this man got three bricks of gold. They wanted to kill him. So he said, why you want to kill me? You are two, I'm one, we are three. Three bricks of gold. We share and share. Like everyone take one brick of gold. He said, fine, very good, no problem. They shared it. Now when they get something, now they want to celebrate. Enjoy. And how we celebrate? Food. Khana liya ho. Jab bhi koi celebration, khana hona chahiye. Abhi khana nashta kya? Safar mein ja rahe. Abhi 2 kilometer nahi. To ye packet nikli. Ye khao. Ye nikle. Bas khane ki fikar hai insaan ko. Pet ko qibla banaya. Pet ki pooja. Har waqt jo hai khana hi khana. So anyway, so he said that what's called it, we must celebrate now. So they told one person, go to the village at the bottom, go and buy some food there. All are crooks, and a crook is called a crook because he's crooked. He thinks crooked all the time. That's why he's called the crook. So he thought, I'll go there, I'll eat food myself, and their food I'll buy, I'll put poison in it. So when they eat it, they will die. I'll be one, I'll get three bricks of gold. They also crooks. So they also, what they thought that when he comes, he's one, we are two. We'll waylay him, ambush him, we kill him, and then the two of us will share the three bricks, one and a half we will get. So he went, he ate, he finished his food, he ate, and in their food he put poison. As he was coming, they killed him, they ate the food now, they died. When Isa alayhi salam came, he saw three bodies, dead bodies lying, and he told, this is dunya. Today, that happened that time. Till today, everyone is killing one another. Wife kills her husband. Husband kills a wife. Parents kill their children. Children kill the... You take out insurance, and then you kill the person, and you think you'll get away with it, you get caught. How many people do dhoka dete hai dusre ko? All just for this money. Or lash yahan rehti hai. Or dunya hasn't gone away anyway. Dunya is on its place all the time. Dunya is making taratri. Those who were in Umtata 20 years ago, what was Umtata of 20 years and what is Umtata of today? All of us, most of us, we were children, we know how we were poor. We hardly had food to eat. How? Today what Allah has given. Dunya is just making progress. But the Qabristans are getting full. Government got a big problem. There isn't enough place in the graveyards. More place, big graveyards have been made. People are just dying all the time. So, waha ki fikr, tilka darul akhirah. Aur wo jagah, Allah Ta'ala says, naj'aluha. We made it, Allah says. We didn't give a contract to somebody. That to master builder, master architects to build the place. Allah says, I made it myself. The place of, the palaces of Jannah, the woman of Jannah, the hurul ain, the food of Jannah, the enjoyments of Jannah. Naj'aluha, we made it. They went, what a lavish way can a person imagine how it would be? How they enjoy the najaluha. For who did Allah make it? Yeah, in this place, in the ayat, in the Quran, Allah has mentioned two important things. And we must see that we have the correct things in us, and the two wrong things must not be in us. The one is lilladina, for those people who made this jannah, la yuriduna huluwan fil ard, who haven't got even the intention of being big shots, big people. That's the translation. Today, many of us make a bayan, I want popularity. People must come and praise me. They will do anything, name, fame. I must be a big shot. Money I got, I must rule. Whether in the masjid, I want to rule. Rule. We go jamaat, we make mashura, I want to rule. I want to be big shot. So those people who are not like that, who are humble people, who are down to earth people, for them Allah made this jannah. Not for those people who want to act like big shots and rule over everyone. لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And the other meaning of عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ, تَكَبُّر. Those who haven't got pride in them. Pride is a killer disease. And unfortunately, it comes in everyone. When you just, Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayhi, says, when he was a child of 2 or 3 years, he had a little pillow. And like a child got, for example, today, we shouldn't, but the child got a teddy bear, always playing with a teddy bear. Child got a pony, made of cloth, but always playing with it. So the Shaykh, that pillow, he should say, Mera. So his father gave him one slap when he was 2 years old. He says, you're hardly earning still, or abhi se shuru kariya Mera. That mind, abhi se tune shuru kiya. He says, this taught me a lesson my whole life, ke koi cheez meri nahi. Amanat hai mere haath mein. It doesn't belong to me, it's an amanat by me. So this takabbur, uluwan fil ard, wala fasada. And those who don't make fasad. Fasad we use in Urdu also, Gujarati also. Both fasadi che hai aadmi. Both, bahut fasadi hai. Idhar ki baat udhar, udhar ki baat idhar. Isko isse larana, usko usse larana. Baze log, they have got that habit, just making people fight, etc. So not that kind of people. Jannat is not for that kind of people. And the tafsir of fasada here is those who do not commit sin. Hey, we should save ourselves from sin. We are insan. Insan will commit sin. It's weird. By nature we will commit. But make tawbah. Don't stay on sin. And today one of our weak qualities are we commit sins recklessly. No tawbah. Make tawbah every night when we go to bed. Make tawbah of all our gunas. Allah's hukukullah. Allah's rights, ask for maafi. The rights of fellow people, our wife, we didn't fulfill her rights. We sometimes fight with the wife, swear her, abuse her, what and what. Ask maafi. Ask them also maafi. Ask Allah also maafi. Allah's creation. Sometimes we just kill off unnecessarily. Ants, etc., we kill them off. Anything else, we just kill it. Or we make zulm on something. Allah's creation. We jump on the earth. Ill-treat the earth also. It's also Allah's creation. We got no right for that. We should ask for maaf all the time. So those who do not commit sin, and in the same category, the al-mustaghfirin, Allah will treat those who ask for forgiveness like those people who are muttaqeen, who do not commit sin. They will be in the same category. We are insan. Allah knows we will make mistakes. But ask for forgiveness. So لا يريدنا علوًا في الأرض ولا فسادا ولا عاقبة للمتقين. And the end result, what we say in English, he who laughs the last, laughs the best. The real enjoyment, yeah, in this world, if for example, you don't know what is WhatsApp, you don't know what's an iPad and an iPod and what's the difference between the two, people will laugh at you. That he's a lost taste, this man. And you got tasbih in your hand. You are reading Quran. No, this man don't know what's happening in the world. But Allah says, this man who's reading Quran, for him the end result he will get. And they will get the enjoyment. Let the people of dunya laugh at you and tell you what they want you. You don't know what is this. You don't know what. You don't know how to make business. And what they mean by that, you don't know how to give dhoka to people. How to deceive people. You don't know how to be a politician. What does it mean? You don't know how to lie. And you don't know how to be shrewd and how to be cunning. No, that doesn't help by Allah Ta'ala. Dunya's people can say this. By Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, these things won't help. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ Those who stayed with taqwa, they stayed just quietly. They go and sleep after Isha. No porn they are looking at. They're not worried of the cricket in the world. They're not worried of soccer. They're not worried of anything. They read the Tabarak al-Ladhi. They read the Alif Lam Mim Sajda. They slept away. They got up for tahajjud. And the others, they say that we don't even get up for Fajr. What you waste, na'uz billah, wasting your time. Getting up for Witr, for Tahajjud, and you are getting up for Fajr. But at the end, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ When we all will be brought back to life in the Akhirat, those people who were truthful, who obeyed the commands of Allah, who lived a simple life, you will see them like Anbiya. You will see them like Shuhada. What great, great position. Then you will envy them. So that is the end result that we must work for. So in this ayat karima, first the sunnah, what sunnah we mentioned today? Will we all inshallah make? Inshallah. And then just take the summary of this bayan, that our real object of life is akhirah. That is we must work. And for that Allah gave us our deen. Practice on our deen to get our akhirat. And Allah didn't make dunya haram. Jais, halal, earn dunya, have a house, have a family, not haram. But don't make that your object and you forget your akhirat. Make your akhirat your object, your deen your object, and seek your dunya also. What a balanced life. You won't be left out in this world and your akhirat will also be made. Hum sab karenge inshallah. We will try our best inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين يا الله جو كحسنا قبول فرمانا اس پر عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمانا يا الله آپ ہم سے راضی ہو جائے آپ ہمیں معاف فرما دیجئے يا الله ہمارا دین بھی بنا دے دنیا بھی بنا دے آخرت بھی بنا دے او اللہ accept us for the true purpose and object of life. Let us not be fooled with this dunya. This is just a bubble on the water. It is just a shadow which is getting finished. It is drawing water and it is getting finished. Let us be concerned with our eternal and everlasting life of the Akhirah. And oh Allah, you have made it such that those who concern themselves for the life of the Qabr and Akhirah, you make their dunya's life also easy and comfortable. Oh Allah, give us all the goodness of deen, dunya and akhirah. Oh Allah, accept the brothers of Umtata, accept the brothers of Eastern Cape, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us all be your true and obedient servants, oh Allah. Bring the reality of deen into our lives, our family's life, this whole area, oh Allah. Make everyone in this area a Muslim, oh Allah. Let Islam spread here, and from here let Islam spread in the whole world, oh Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. جي إن شاء الله the 22nd 23rd of May there will be a إصلاحي جلسه talks of this nature for what we are how to correct our character reformation there will be a إصلاحي جلسه in Port Shepstone 22nd 23rd of May. So Friday, Saturday and Sunday. From Friday Juma till Sunday Zohar. So please, the brothers should try and attend, inshallah. Try and, usually it's far off. Yeah, it's not so far. How far is Port Shepstone from here? 3:50. 3.5 hours, 4 hours. Inshallah. So please try and come, inshallah. Brothers come from the whole country, from around the world. Brothers attend. So let us also come and inshallah we'll benefit. Inshallah.